United States of America, known as the land of the free, home of the brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a larger role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through the Ascetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11th, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation in 2002. The commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Use Our Wisdom and Purity to Work, in Colorado, USA, in April
someone like yourself for the higher initiations?
It depends, you see. If it's truly a good school, then the people who learn from them will be more lovely. Yes, more compassionate and more enlightened, of course. And if they follow in the path which leads to destruction, contradictory to the moral standard of all the scriptures of the human dignity, then we know. Okay?
May I ask you about an inner experience I had?
You can ask.
Thank you. Well, I got to a point where I asked for truth, and with all of my being, and within a week, suddenly I was looking in outer space one day in the middle of broad daylight on the telephone talking to a friend.
Understand.
It was like looking into the universe.
Understand.
And from over here was a golden ball of golden energy, the same color that you have up there with you.
Coming, this one?
Yes.
You mean the cloth?
Yes, the golden energy.
Oh, you mean you see my energy on the cloth?
Very well could be.
It's different. Yes.
Okay. Well, it was the same color. It was a yellowish golden color coming from this direction. Mm. From the direction over here was the symbol of the hexagram, often referred to as the Star of David or...
Yes.
Okay, the Jewish symbol.
Symbol of wisdom. Yes, of Solomon.
Yes. Was this a true inner experience? Was this an initiation that I had on the inner? Or was just part of an awakening process? And was there a master supervising this? And if so, who was it, or how may I learn more about that, if I may, please?
Yes. I have told you already, through some questions before, that sometimes through very deep prayer and sincerity to know God, we also have glimpse of reality, partial, yes? But in order to keep that, or to expand further, or to understand the significance of it, we need an experienced teacher, or guide, or friend, so that we can go further, because the road is long, you see. What you experience is already very excellent, yes. And some of people experience that. And sometimes, because they have met a master on the street somewhere, or shopping, and therefore sometimes they also secretly had the blessing from the master, and they don't know it. So maybe this is your luck, you see, also because of your deep sincerity. Mm. So, of course, if you would like to know more, you have to study harder into your own deep intelligence, wisdom, the kingdom of God, which is already within you. The Master is one of you, actually. We are in a network, you see, just like a telephone here is connected with the whole world, right? So we can't say we are individual, but we are, because we can use it or we don't use it. And the same with our inner power, which is connected with the whole universe. And when we connected it again, we are in the brotherhood of a holy atmosphere. And then we can do a lot of wonders, you see. Not only you see vision at that time, but you will see it many times. Even when you drive and you drink coffee, when you play tennis, or when you when you telephone again. Yes, yes, yes. This experience our disciples also had.
Last piece, if I may. That experience led me to the school of Jewish mysticism, which so far I felt very comfortable with,
yes.
And for the most part I still do. And I have used it and their teachings as a tool to measure everything else. For example, Sanz Matz and others in your teachings, and to the best of my ability at the moment, they are 100% consistent, although they may be at a different level.
If you know the teaching of Sanmat already, I mean, have you been initiated by any Sanmat master?
Not consciously.
Oh, okay. Then maybe it's difficult to judge, you see. You can only know the house once you step inside. From outside, it's different. But if the school, the mystic school that you have, satisfies you, you see, that you can see this kind of experience now and again, or a different experience again, or give you light and sound, which make you more loving, then it's fine. Then you should stay there, yeah? But if you want to expand further into other school to see whether you miss out anything, okay, of course you're welcome to do, if you're not satisfied with the state that you are in, all right?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
My son and I have been vegetarian for about 7 months now.
Yes.
And not eating meat is no problem.
Right.
But I'm having a terrible time trying to understand why we can't eat eggs. And
right.
Now through some of the answers, is it okay to eat the egg white? That'll make me happy. But what is the reason? Is it the yolk that we're not supposed to eat?
You see, it symbolizes life and death. And also, it attracts the negative energy.
The egg yolk or the egg white also?
The whole egg.
Ellen G. White was the start of the Seventh Adventist religion, which is vegetarian. When I told my mother about you, she said, and the eggs, she said that Ellen G. White had predicted that someday that the Seventh Adventist would stop eating eggs.
Oh, that's fine. That's good.
So maybe that's today.
Well, I'm not an Adventist. You see, let's hope that in the future, people don't put even egg white bits inside our product.
Because a lot of their products
yes.
have egg white.
Try to avoid as much as you can if you feel uncomfortable with it. You see, it's very difficult in this life even to eat. Never mind to become Buddha. So you see, try to meditate more and pray for grace. If we can't live with anything else, see, I try to avoid it. But when we can avoid it ourselves, when we can control the product, then don't put things inside. That is more harmful for us. That is all, okay? Right, thank you.
Is it possible for love and wisdom to be in conflict?
Why? What kind of love you have? That's the trouble, you see? That's the trouble.
Well, sometimes my friends will tell me that I focus too much on love
yes.
and not
on wisdom.
On wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Wisdom comes with love.
That's what
love
I thought.
For wisdom. If a person is loving, that means he has wisdom, and true love, yeah? It doesn't matter. What is the particular situation? You have to describe a little bit in detail, and with a microphone as well.
Really?
Well, you say it.
No, I think it's not even a specific situation as I tend to experience love a lot. And
yeah.
my heart a lot.
Yeah.
And people have told me recently that I need to experience more of the impersonal.
Impersonal love.
Oh. Yeah.
That means you're
and for me, they seem the same.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't understand how you can force yourself
yes.
to be something that you really don't.
Yes, you're really not. Right. Okay, then you continue. What people maybe means that it has too much attachment or something. For example, if you love someone, huh? And you always want to be with that person. But both of you are not in the position to be always together. And that causes the trouble, misery. But sometimes we couldn't avoid it. So try to use your detachment to cut it off. Because that would cause less pain, that's all, yeah? But otherwise, loving people means you try to help people, understand people, and just make them feel happy, that's loving. But attachment is different, see? Love someone and want to possess that person for us all the time. When it's not possible, okay, fine, welcome. But when it's not, it causes a lot of pain. Probably that situation is not good. Otherwise, loving, it's good. We have to.
So you're saying that if it causes pain,
yeah. That is attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If love without pain, only giving, and making both feel relaxed and very easy, yeah? Yes, you enjoy when you are together, and when you're not together, you remember each other, and that's about that. And that would be fine, okay?
Thank you.
But it causes pain, I tell you.
Lately I've been having trouble meditating the 2.5 hours, but I try to repeat the 5 meanings and stay focused, and I'm fine. I mean, everybody says that I'm good and I feel good. Is it that maybe I'm too busy
so busy.
Yeah, I think so. It's like I can't make enough time, you know, but I don't feel that I'm like lost or something.
I understand.
So, okay. I continue to be blessed, although I'm not meditating as much as I
do
when I'm on vacation.
Yes. I have asked many of these fellow practitioners to say, Master, fix my car, Master, meditate for me, Master, bless me while I'm not meditating, Master, I sleep and you meditate.
I want to know,
why is it? You don't ask, but you get everything. It's all right, and your best, yeah?
Okay.
I know this life is not easy. Therefore, you see, I don't watch television, I don't read newspapers. Yes, you see? Mm-hmm. Meditation comes first. whenever and wherever possible.
Master, I have some questions. Maybe some questions are stupid.
Don't worry,
I'm
worried
to ask.
Don't worry, if you can speak in English, that's already enough.
Thank you.
I'm already grateful because of the flow. Okay.
Yeah, the one question is somebody can learn immediate method from the book, your book,
yes.
The key of the immediate enlightenment.
Yeah.
Because those people who live in mainland China, it's hard to find the meditation center, that they can do that or not? I heard that we have to learn the community method from the meditation center. That means we can get power from your power.
If they learn it directly from the disciples, understand? Then they get more guidance. Will be better, or when they have trouble or something, question they can come and ask. But if they stay home and learn from book, you see, there might be some misunderstanding somewhere, and it would be inconvenient for them. That is all, okay? But if they are sincere and trust the inner master, or the Master Qinghai, the so-called Master Qinghai, maybe they get protection anyhow.
Okay, that's great.
Tell them whenever they practice convenient method, even if they don't see the Master, they have to pray to the Master to guide them through the convenient method.
They have to use a lot of animals to test whether these things... when I heard that, I thought maybe I shouldn't use that anymore. Is that correct or what we can do?
It's up to you. There are many makeup without testing on animals.
Many.
Nowadays there's no animal testing anymore. Many products, don't worry about that. You remain beautiful and not animal testing.
If you don't remember everything that you've heard when you get initiated, does it really matter if you don't remember everything?
No, it doesn't. I remember with the soul, okay? We should remember with the soul, which is not necessary for any language or any lecture or any sermon or any information, because the soul contains all the information that we need. Okay?
Master, I came from China, Beijing, 3 months ago. I came from Beijing 3 months ago. I'm waiting to initiate for 1 year, exactly 1 year until tomorrow. Before I came to Beijing, before I came to America, my mom went to Beijing to see me, and at first she objected me being a vegetarian. She didn't understand me, and I show a master's book and pictures to her, and one day I asked my mom meditate with me. After a half an hour, and after that day, she comes and meat and egg. So I taught her meditate and then
convenient method. Yeah.
My friends they are waiting for initiate in Beijing. Last week they know I have this child, so last week they phoned me. They asked me to bring some candies from to send them to Beijing. And
Beijing?
I can ask other people. They want to have master's signature for them.
They don't know my name? People in Vietnam and China are very less fortunate than you are. Some of the people borrow the picture of me and wear 1 week after another. Each one week or a few days only. They don't have enough picture.
Yes, Master, I want to thank you today because I see you have more blessing us in here. And I thought a lot of you had the glow, very shy and bright.
Go. Yes, if you are receptive, then you will see the blessing. You feel the blessing. It's the best, better than any question, better than any complaint. What is the use of all this physical demand? Material blessing.
Master.
Love my teaching more than my body, and that will do you lasting good.
Is there something we should do special to prepare for the initiation tomorrow?
Oh, no, sir, no. Accept your sincerity, yes. You truly want to know Abraham, the father of all fathers, truly want to know the kingdom of God, know yourself, yeah? That's the only requirement, nothing else. And prepare to replace the beef steak with tofu. It's very difficult to practice in this world, huh? Very difficult to be true if you don't know. But we make it, huh? Yes. But thanks God, nowadays we have so many health foods, so, yeah? And many books and many scientific research which approve and support vegetarian value, right? So we are very much encouraged and supported in this field. And we walk better, huh, on earth. But I do feel sympathy. I have admiration for the Americans, because for them vegetarian diet is very new. At least in the last decades, they know about it, but not before. They're not in the vegetarian tradition. Even though the Bibles are full of evidence of a vegetarian diet, yeah. But the culture, the background of American society makes us alien to a vegetarian diet. So I really admire, if not saying worship, the Americans who truly place God above everything on earth, above all convenience, above all excuses, above all personal taste, and God truly, surely will bless you.
Kính thưa sư phụ, con chưa có được truyền tâm ấm.
Hèn chi mà lộn xộn.
Thật ra là con có nhiều thể nghiệm, con muốn hỏi sư phụ.
Hỏi đi, dùng cái phương tiện phải không?
Dạ,
thì hỏi.
Dạ, thưa nhiều là con nằm mơ thấy sư phụ. Và có một lần con nằm mơ thấy con không phải nằm mơ nhưng mà con thấy rõ ràng con được bay lên các tầng núi tầng trời. Như thế có phải là sự thật hay là cho nên giấc mộng?
Con cảm thấy thôi. Nếu mình thấy một cái gì mà sau đó mình vui vẻ, đó là sự thật. Có lẽ mà mình đau khổ mình mỏi, đó là không thật. And she had a lot of experience, and she wanted to ask me some of it. For example, she saw me many times in her dreams or in her visions, and also she saw herself flying through different sky and heavens and mountains and scenery back then. So she asked me whether these are real. The real experiences will leave you feeling very happy and contented for many hours or many days on end, if not then you feel tired or uninterested. So that's how you judge.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for more inspiring discussions between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members. Now, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after noteworthy news. May joy and laughter be ever present in your life.
Happy holidays from Supreme Master Television.